Yep. Episode 34 of the Irish Empire podcast. What's the crack, boys?
All right, lads.
Good to be back.
Sunday mornings. Whacking these Sunday mornings, Elvin. Do you be drinking on a Saturday night, thoughts?
Well, I was working all day yesterday from 2 o'clock till 2 o'clock till about 11:30 last night.
So it was
a long day. It was
one job.
Two jobs. First job was Irish Mothers in Perth.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bow party I do every year. It's just me and 100 girls. I have to please 100 girls. I do all at the same time. Just,
yeah. So, are you considered a pleasure boy?
Well, you can say that.
In terms like that.
Don't you do? To be asking you to put on songs or to just leave you be
last, a DJ? Yesterday, they wouldn't fucking leave me alone. They wouldn't.
Is that the worst thing as a DJ?
Yeah. It's just...
Don't ruin your gig, though. You're on every year.
Request, I know. Request after request. But yeah, you just have to give them what they have. Or give them what they want.
When you do a boat party like that, what type of genre music are you going into? Or does someone say to you, this is the vibe we want?
Has to be like classics, and then like not only classics, but like, you know, like pop classics as well.
Yeah, like it's, a lot of the girls will come up and say, no, can you just play stuff with lyrics that we can just sing along and all.
That's
sing
me.
To.
That's me. I love that.
And that's annoying though. That's what you want. Individually, that's what you want coming up.
But they're paying for it.
No, but they're also paying for the DJ.
I know.
I don't care. I just want to see them.
I know where you're going. You got me there, small then. But.
I just want to see them having a good time, so I'll give them what they want.
I love going to Davies gigs and McKeown and all, and like they play a lot of music without lyrics, and I love that.
All house music.
All house music, like. But, yeah, but when you go to like a mother's group, you're fully expecting.
A mother's group.
Yeah, like, or like whatever, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're expecting R&B, like Rihanna.
I played Chris everything. Brown. I played hip hop, R&B. Like play here. There was, do you know what?
Bit he of Jackson 5.
They asked me loads of times to play Barbie Girl.
Did they? Yeah.
Barbie, even the skipper come up and goes, here, you keep asking me to ask you to play Barbie Girl. So I ended up fucking playing at the end, and they all went fucking mad to it.
Yeah,
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world.
But, come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Good. It's good. Just loud of Irish.
Get Ken to play that.
They'd be all pissed. They'd be all pissed. They wouldn't. They'd be just jumping around the place. One girl grew up and pretty much on the table I was playing on and was twerking in my face, and I had to like push her off. I did because I was afraid she was going to land on me deck.
Please leave.
They get loose.
I'm involved with another woman.
I didn't know you were gigging in Devonish.
Yeah, and then from there, fucking next door, I got off the boat, had to go up to the rooftop on the Hilton Hotel, the Doubletree Hilton down at Elizabeth Quay there. So yeah, it was a long day.
So two questions. First one is, do you bring all the speakers and decks and all?
For the bow party, yeah. I had to bring everything. And the bow parties are the worst because I have to get my missus to bring me. I have to offload everything and she goes off and then she comes back, collects me and the equipment. But yesterday she could only collect the equipment because I had to go next door to work and then she had to come back again. So three times she had to drive in.
And is that because of lack of parking or is it because you want to have a few beers?
Bow parties. It's because
you have to park over at Queen's River, so
yeah, and walk back over and all. Yeah. It's just too much hassle.
You park at the Lucky Shag.
She drops me off there.
Mm. Yeah,
she's my.
So rather than you walking 5 minutes, Danielle drives 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's just hassle is doing.
Yeah, and
parties.
Then the second question was, when you go to that second gig, cause the pub are paying you then.
Yeah.
Less requests.
Not one request last night. Yeah. Actually, some drunken elf like come up and asked me to play. Country roads, take me home. I said, mate, I have to stick to this specific sound. It was locked, he was. And it was nice, casual bar music, and everybody was like in their intimate moments and all. But yeah, I wasn't going to play it.
If you're paying for a DJ, leave him alone.
It's easy work.
I know you did this at your wedding, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Fucking like, the whole day's work.
But, to be honest, I offered the guys at the wedding a list.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they says, just come up to me on the night. So they kind of put it on themselves. Yeah. And I went up to them about 15 times.
The reason I'm saying that is I chatted with DJ last week and we gave him a list of songs.
Yeah.
So he's going to obviously stick to that. So I don't think there's going to be...
Yeah.
There's not too many songs.
I mean, you get a bunch of drunk Irish mothers on a boat.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to want their own songs, like Barbie Girl and all.
So, and I was good. It's always good. Good vibe, good crack, you know. If.
And to be honest, they're the type, like... All that shite, like I dance and sing all that stuff. That's what gets women going. You know, on that type of stuff. Like, if you were playing hard house music, they'd be all sitting around
for 4 hours. Every single, I'd say every 2 to 3 minutes, I had someone come up ask me for a request. So I don't even know if I have the song or not. I wouldn't have even heard if I have to type it into me decks and see if I have it.
And have you got a bleeding...
It's all built into the system I have.
You don't have internet access there?
No, but I have like over 10,000 tracks on USBs and I just type it in and see if I have it. Have them years. I might have got years ago, but I just don't even know if I have it or not.
Would you go on to say a Rihanna album? Just download the whole thing?
Yeah.
Because it's just in there then. You have
it
used then.
To, but I had access to different websites where I could download shitloads for free. But I don't do that anymore because of qualityness and all that kind of stuff. So, when I downloaded albums, it was from years ago and all, but not particularly too much anymore.
Do you know what? I don't know if I ever told you this on this. I'm a bit shitty with Apple Music. So back in the day, before Spotify and streaming and all became the real thing, you had to buy albums or songs on Apple Music. Do you remember that?
You'd
buy an album, you'd pay like $18.
Just to get the song.
Get an album. You pay like $3 for a song. So I used to download rap albums. I used to have I had the Games album, Dr. Dre. Mm. And then when they went over streaming, all them albums disappeared. I don't have them anymore. So I had to pay for the streaming service to get, like, obviously I had a wide variety of what I could choose, but my actual albums that I paid my money for were gone off my phone. That's like someone coming into your house, HMV coming in, taking their CDs back.
Come here, would you boys have to listen to music all the time, in the car, in work?
All the time, yeah.
Would you have to have it on?
I'm always listening. If I'm on my own and there's no one around me, there's always something being listened to.
You don't like silence at all?
No,
like,
never.
Anywhere?
Never.
No.
I don't mind a bit of silence in the car.
Sometimes in work, I love a bit of silence. Like,
I never get it in work.
After work on the way home, like DJing jobs, I like silence in the car on the way home because my ears are just ringing and that from listening to music all day. But yeah, that's a story there.
And would you just put on nothing but house all the time?
No, it'd be all different. It would. Depends what mood I'm in. It's all high energetic stuff in the gym or it's fucking chilled in the car. It'd be all different.
Yeah, I like the old chilled. But then on a Friday, it depends on what day it is, because you know, on a Friday sometimes, like if I'm going to it, like when Millsy's 40 was on, I was driving home and work and I had the tunes blasting in the car.
Most of the time, like in work and all, I'm digging for music. I'm looking for certain music coming up to a certain gig, you know. I have a nice gig in 12th of April. I'm on the same card as Ben Rao, a big house DJ in Germany. But anyway, so I'm digging loads of music because I need my set to be perfect for that. So I'm always digging through
the day.
What day
is that on? Is that
Friday night or is
it?
Has
a
huge name he has in the house.
I might go for that for my birthday.
So it should be a good night.
Pass.
You'll pull out.
Yeah. Anyway, how was Paddy's day anyway, last week?
Yeah, I went to the JB O'Reilly's. Oh, boys, best feeling ever. We had a table booked in there. The queue was massive. I've never seen anything like it. And I said to Helen walking up, I said, there is no chance. We had the little one with us. There's no chance of getting into that queue. But went up, had her name, straight back, and got a table. But I left with her as well. She said to me, you can stay a few drinks if you want. I said, no, I'm going. It's too big a day nearly in some of the pubs, but... Definitely when you're younger, it's enjoyable, but...
The Sunday, because we had a gig as well on the Sunday, but next door to the Sheebin. But Sheebin was bleeding packed, it was. And Molly's in Mount Lawley drove by there, bleeding out the door, it was. We had something else organised, like a house party, barbecue thing, but I would have loved to have been in one of the Irish pubs because they all look like...
Would you have?
All the ones I've seen and drove by, they were bleeding heaving with people.
And I'm probably in the mindset of a bleeding dad of a toddler.
Yeah.
But like, I drove by JB's on the Sunday. We went to the beach and I was seeing the queue down the road of us. I couldn't think of anything
worse. But you know what? I just...
Then getting onto that queue and then queuing for drinks and then rubbing off people all
day.
That's the
thing. You look at the video, right? You look at a video of someone in the pub and they're like, oh, that looks great, crack. And you think, imagine 10 of us were in there. But you're not. It takes you like 3 hours to get to that stage.
Yeah.
Everyone's at different levels.
Yeah.
And it's not like, I'll get a pint. No, I'll be back in an hour.
Yeah.
With 1 pint for myself.
And you know what? I'm glad you actually brought that up because I'm calling them out here, and if they listen to this, they'll know who they were. I went to JB's the bank holiday Sunday, and it was jammed. Like, they had half of the garden open. It was fucking, it was rammed. It was actually rammed full of Irish, as usual, like. And there was these lads hanging around the bar, drinking at the bar, like, and the bar is 4 or 5 deep.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you using the queue there, lads? And they're like, no, no, go ahead there. I'm like, fucking go somewhere there.
That's the thing, do you know what? But I actually like standing at the bar. I do have, I know, like,
not
when it's that busy.
No, not
too busy.
Days.
And the staff, I felt like the staff could have told the lads to move on. Like, I'm pretty sure they seen one or two of the staff, like, kind of throwing the eyes at the lads.
Yeah, that's
like,
when you know you're getting older. Hey, can we move and make a bit of room?
Come on, boys. Like, but I understand there was fuck all. There was nowhere to go, like, but they could have went outside.
All right, think about it. Imagine you're back
out there.
The outside was open, like, the whole half of
maybe that. Maybe them boys, they're here 10 years.
No.
They drink at that bar every week.
These were young lads.
Yeah.
These lads were relatively fresh.
Moxie drivers.
These lads were still chasing rooms. But they were young. They were young and they were having a good time. But I was like, have a good time somewhere else.
I know.
Leading queuing up behind them. But Paddy's Day was...
Paddy's Day at the Oval was good for the kids. Very good.
Paddy's, that's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Your drone did another good job, Mr. Gagan.
The drone. I got spotted a few times, I did.
Was any Sheilas or any Karens legging after?
Any Karens. No, nobody come up. But do you know what I'm doing? I went over to I had it out on the street, but you couldn't really see much because of all the trees. As a drone operator, the trees aren't ideal. But I understand as a spectator for the show, like, you're under a tree getting shade, yeah. Like, but I couldn't see a thing. But anyway, I snuck off then. We got Heidi asleep when we got into the Oval and we got settled and Heidi went for a nap. And I says, Lindsay, I'm going to fuck off here. And I went behind the jacks, behind the cubicles. I looked like a blading terrorist, I did, because I had my little bag and then I'm blading zipping her out and I'm looked down and I'm pulling out this like braid voice. Look, might as well be a bomb, you know what I mean? And people are coming to side on me from the other side of the fence. And then two little kids coming out and we're like, oh, you're the guy. When I was packing her away, they were like, oh, you're the guy with the drone. But it was funny. Got some good footage. The setup was a lot better than last year for the Oval. Yeah. Like, they had announced that there would be more shade, and I was expecting like a rinketing couple of gazebos. They had a whole good distance of meters of shade set up. Like, it was probably about 20 meters long. Like,
boys, you know what happened to me at the Oval? I had two people come up to me saying, you're Davey from the Irish Repair podcast.
And
I was couldn't believe it. It was a great feeling.
It
was. I'll give a shout out to the two lads because they said he listened to all the episodes. So one of them was Paddy and one of them was Lee. That's Paddy. All I know. But it was the first time anyone has come up and recognised me through the podcast.
What was your initial reaction good when stuff. They said that to you?
He's like, hang on,
I
the boys.
I said, hold on a second till I find the pen and paper. I'll give you my autograph. I said, no, I don't want your autograph. No, I'm only messing. No, Justin came up and says, just wanted to shake my hand and just it felt good, you know.
Yeah,
a little fame coming
through.
That's
who it's for. The podcast is just for normal lads like us and part of women as well. Like listening to just all the little topics,
you know,
and troubles and that.
Tell me this, Dottie. Just did no Irish mammy say it on the boat?
No, not one of them, no. Ah,
that's disappointing.
You should have wore a t-shirt.
One of them, the first fella that came up, I don't know if it was Paddy or Lee, but I was like, geez, you're the first person to ever come up, and no one ever comes up and says hello to me. But he must have went back to your man, because about 2 hours later, this other fella come up and goes, the haired one comes up and says hello to you.
The second one doesn't count.
I was like, that other fella must have went back and says, no one ever goes up and says hello to him.
There was a great message on the podcast page. A lady reached out and said, you don't mind if we get that video clip, but that's our girls doing the dancing, Irish dancing, and we want to send it back home to family. That's brilliant.
Class.
That's great when you get a message like that, and you can send that footage of like the whole of Perth, the Oval. It was class. It was great footage.
Yeah, well, that's it. And that's the same with the drone. Like, there was a lady there, she was saying to me, I'm probably going to forget now, I think she was involved with Southern District, their GAA, are they?
I think
that's who she said. I could be wrong. But she was like, I was showing her the drone because we have a mutual friend, and she was like, oh, could you come down here and do bits for us? Like, and I was like, yeah, 100%. Like, I'd do that. I'd do that for a small fee. But you know what? I would like to get into the drone business. Like,
I have a friend back home, and he's bought a camera, ridiculously expensive, and he takes pictures now for all the teams, and I think makes a few quid off it. Yeah,
does he? Yeah, yeah.
But like, it's unbelievable quality like that. Mm. But you have to do that. You have to nearly invest.
I know Danny does it. Danny Wall does it. Like, but and he's doing the he. Danny's always been great at taking photographs, but he's always had a camera. Like, he's AME, and everywhere he goes, he's had a camera. But I think the last 2 or 3 years, or maybe over COVID, he made that jump, like, left construction, and he's a photographer now.
Well, yeah, videographer as well.
Yeah, and he has the drone. Him and Paul Holliday were a bit like, mainly Paul, because I'd seen him. That was the first time I'd seen a drone.
Yeah.
When I was out with Paul, he had the drone out, and I was like, whoa. I was like, look at the quality on that photograph. Like, I honestly fell in love with it. Like,
yeah, come here. Did I tell you, I got called for jury duty last week, last Monday. I got called.
Yeah,
I
forgot about that.
So I went in. This is
so you're a citizen, yeah? Yeah. You have to be a citizen to get called for jury.
So you go in, there's like into Hay Street there, in where the big courts are, like 700 people in the room upstairs, and they basically go like number one, 11.
700 people?
Yeah, there's
a call for jury duty.
Yeah, all up, like, it's massive queues.
Is this all for the one
case?
No,
there was 5 cases that day, and in that, like, so everyone sit down, next minute they'll go, right, we're going to call out, just say the first case was a burglary that ended in a knife attack. Right, and then so you get my number was 166, so it'll go 1, 11, 23, 58, and they, all these people get up and get out for that case. Then it'll go, right, case 2. I got called for case 3, right?
Just randomly pick numbers.
Yeah, and
how many numbers do they pick for each case?
So that'll
like
be
20
so 35. Yeah. So 35. So I got called. So a lady comes out and she goes, next one is a rape case, a 20-year-old guy accused of raping a 61-year-old woman.
61?
I was like, oh, jeez, next minute. 166 came up, my number got called, right? So I'm bloody...
I could imagine you.
Walked into the room. I was like, oh, no. Like, I was more thinking, I'm going to be here for 5 days. So the judge comes in and everyone at stands says, the judge said, right, read out the charge. The solicitor read out the charges. Said, so you've... I won't say it because they're a bit horrifying what he done. Allegedly done. I don't know if he's guilty.
Tell
so
us.
Named out the 4 things. Well, one was, so it was rape in a car park in Pier Street. That's important. Pier Street car park, right?
That's important. You might as well tell us the whole story now.
That's Pier important. Street, is that in town, is it?
It's in the city, yeah. So, yeah, in Pier Street car park. So he's allegedly raped her up there, robbed her. And this is all alleged. I can't say it because, anyway... So they call it, then they say, right, out of 35 of you guys, we're going to call 12 more. And then...
That's the team.
Yeah, and that's the jury then.
Mm.
So the guy who's been accused, he can challenge 3 people. So if I get up and he said, oh, I don't like the look of him, he looks like he's going to convict me.
Mm.
He can say challenge, but no one got challenged. So the 12 more people got called up and...
You didn't.
I didn't. Yeah. So thank God.
Sorry, what did you say the fella who's getting convicted... Did you say he gets to pick?
He gets to challenge.
He gets to pick.
He gets to
his solicitor sort of will.
He gets to challenge 3 and the solicitor, gets to challenge as well. So if a solicitor, just say, for example, you're in America and you don't, like, just say a 57-year-old white man in the deep south.
Yeah,
like, oh, I don't know. He's looking at me like he's gonna say I'm guilty straight away without giving me a chance.
Yeah.
And they just say, no, challenge him. All right, you're off straight away.
Yeah, you'll see it in movies. Look.
But wait till you hear this. Here's the best bit. The rape allegedly took place in Pier Street where I parked that morning.
No way.
The judge said, if you've parked in Pier Street, so if I got called, and another girl did it, she got called second night, if you parked in Pier Street this morning, can you please let me know? The thing happened 4 years ago. But I would have said that same thing. I parked there this morning just to get out of it as well. So
you did park there?
I parked in Pier Street. Pier Street is literally just up from Hay Street around the corner. That's like a normal car, like where Helen even told me to park. She said, park in Pier Street.
So 4 years ago?
2020 it happened.
How did you know? How do you remember that you parked there?
No.
He asked, did any of you was
parked? Did anyone park there today?
Oh, today.
Yeah,
he said, did anyone park there?
Did anyone park? No, I never got asked. So did anyone park there today? But a girl had parked there as well. So she walked up and said, judge, something to say. I parked in Pier Street. And she goes, right, you're gone.
No way.
So, yeah.
That's mad, isn't
it? Yeah, but why did you not say you did?
He never got called.
I never got picked.
Right.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, so you didn't
get picked. Are you a citizen here, Dots?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking 15 years.
I tell you, Joe, I know it's a big deal, like whether he's innocent or guilty or there was a girl allegedly raped, whatever. it's all a big issue for their lawyers, but out of curiosity and nosiness, I'd love to get picked just for anything like that.
The thing, I don't like saying what he was alleged, because it is pretty gruesome, but for that reason alone, it turned my stomach.
Yeah, maybe not that case. I'd like to be involved in a big case, something interesting.
Something good,
you know,
but
I mean?
The other case was...
a driver Simpson case.
Something like that. You've gone for 6 months.
Hey, so you didn't have to go through the case at the end of the day?
No. So I basically, after the 12 people got picked, the rest of us got asked to go outside and say, yeah, that's it. You might get called back during the week. You might not. And I didn't, thankfully. So.
Yeah, so one of our friends, she was only a citizen for 1 week and she was called. And same thing, she was part of the jury, the whole case. For the same thing, a rape thing, and it was on all week.
Five
and he
days.
Ended up having to say not guilty because there just wasn't enough evidence.
So when you get selected for jury duty, your job just has to keep paying you.
Yeah,
I honestly don't think you get paid for the first day, but you get paid for if you get called for the week, you get paid for the 5 days. But I don't think now.
Surely you get
No, I think
that's your day off because you're expected.
Have a look into it, though. But I thought
going by the numbers, you're not expected to be get called up.
But you get an unbelievably big fine if
you don't.
We know that. But if you your job, you're fully expected to show up the first day. Your job can't say no. You don't get paid the first day. You weren't selected. Say, well, it was selected.
Have a look. We'll Google it in a minute. But
you have to go unless it's a medical reason.
One girl walked up, right? A little small girl, I think she was an Asian girl, walked up and handed the judge a note. The judge read the note and said, okay, you're excused. I said, what's on that note?
My daughter cannot attend today.
I don't have enough experience understanding English.
Yeah, a little no. But yeah, imagine it was a bikey or something or a big gangster and then you're on it, you'd be like, oh, fuck, maybe I don't want to be involved
here. You know, it was a funny thing. The judge says, everyone have a look around now today and see, do you recognise anyone in here? Everyone's just looking at each other.
Everyone looked at Joe. He's your man off the podcast. Joe's like, Your Honour, I'm actually on a massively big podcast. What's it called? Irish Appeared. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Back to your seat, Dooley.
And I just put a sticker on your desk.
How long are you a citizen,
A couple of years,
2024
years,
yeah. Yeah, I've been citizen now, I don't know how long, but yeah.
I did my ceremony during COVID, so my thing was on a FaceTime instead of not turning
so
up.
So was ours. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't mind just after you. Yeah.
But so we didn't get to throw our hats up in the air like the graduation.
We were in the sitting room. We had nothing on but a T-shirt just sitting at the table.
Talking to the mayor.
Shirt and tie.
Talking to the mayor in the nip.
Eating your Kellogg's cornflakes.
All is cereal. Yeah,
there's the mayor. You better be eating that Vegemite and toast now after that bowl of cereal.
You're like 13.
13. Yeah, jury duty, that'd be a bit of crack.
Yeah, 700 people. But that's what I was thinking about. Just say, do the maths on that. If they had to pay everyone, just say average what someone makes in a day, 700 people for
it's
the day.
It's probably just the thing, me, our job's obliged to cover it. And they don't go seeking that money back, you know what I mean? That is wage, they're not going to believe.
Well, I found out jury duty was just any random citizen, public or public person or whatever, was picked. I couldn't believe it. I used to think, the jury duty, that was their full-time job.
No.
That's what, I remember, I can't remember the exact quote, but it's like the court is a place of the people. The people own the court, so the people are really deciding the sentence.
Thought it'd be easy to corrupt then if it was the same 12 people. That's what you do it.
But it'd be weird because how would you even know how to manage it? Do you walk in 12, or is there someone there to say, all right, well, how you start is, or does someone say, right, this is my time to shine and stand up and start saying, right, guys, well, what do you think about, do you know what I mean?
The jury duty goes into a room and they all discuss it together.
That's what I mean, but how would that start? You need someone to even pick up the pen and paper.
So they go in, right, apparently the girl told us before, so you go in and you nominate a speaker. So first of all, you go in and say, right, who wants to be, the lady will come in and say, who wants to be a speaker? Just say the three of us put our hands up.
Yeah.
And then within that, people look around and say, I like the look of him.
Get the criminal in and get him the pig.
Who do you like? So yeah, so
he looks all
they
right.
Do it amongst themselves, and then it's just all he does is read out what you like. Oh, what do you think? Guilty, 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 guilty.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, hey, we did your own.
But think about after the car case, right? After day one, they're after giving a lot of evidence. Then 12 years walk into a room. Someone has to initiate the conversation of, right, well, what did you think of that?
Hold on a minute. If 12 people, there's always going to be a yapper.
One chin wagger.
Yeah, now that you mentioned that, boys.
When it comes round to picking, like, writing on the note, guilty, I don't know what way, so say we're part of the duty. At the end of the day, when we're making a decision, do I know if you say guilty or not guilty, or do everybody have to write
everyone has to
put it in
unanimous.
A box?
Because you have to come to be...
Everyone has to come to the same conclusion.
Yeah, 11 people can't be guilty and one. Is it 11?
Right, what if I
think it's majority, is it?
But what if I don't agree? I said, no, there's not enough evidence. I don't think you've done it.
I think you're right, Joe. I think it is 12.
I think it has to. I think
it's
it has
a majority
to be.
Vote then.
Yeah, it has to be majority. I think I'm nearly sure it has to. I hope I'm not butchering this, but I'm nearly sure. Watching movies.
That's
what
I'm going off.
It has to be the 12.
It has to be. I thought it was like.
And I've seen it in The Simpsons where Homer was the only one not to vote because he loved the food. Yeah. Do you know what I was just thinking there, boys? Do you know when you do a course, not like in work at all, there's always one lad who wants to tell stories.
Oh, I can't stand them.
The lecturers are as bad.
But most of the time, the lecture lads, listen, we'll get through this, we'll have a little break, 15-minute break, we'll get through it, get out here at lunchtime. Now that you mention lunchtime, that takes me back to a mindset.
Oh, man.
It's just like, no, mate, but there's one in every class.
Yeah, and the class could only have like 3 or 4 people in it.
Yeah.
And there's one lad, I was on this job there before, and then the teacher starts getting interactive
with
them.
He has to interact.
Yeah, I was on it, and you're sitting there saying, mate, we were all on jobs before. Sure up.
I've done a lot of music courses over the years, and I've been like in class for 10 weeks, and after paying big money for these courses and sitting down and these cunts telling these stories, and I'm like, will you shut up and just let the teacher talk?
Yeah.
Didn't pay all this money to come to listen to your story.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Because like once the 2 hours is up, it's up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what delays it.
And that's a different side of it, Dottie, because what Joe was saying is we're on our company's time. So like you want to get out as quick as you can because you want to get as much value out of that day as you can. But you want
to
stretch out that fucking time
because
you're paying your own money.
Education.
Yeah, that's mad, isn't it?
It's, you know, the lad, that's, he just wants to tell a story. Like, and they know every subject the lecturer that covers. He's like, wait a minute, that happened to me. He's like, no, mate, no, I'm kicking his chair. Stop it.
He's like, sorry, Joe, can you stop kicking my chair and tell the story?
Lads, I don't think we should have lunch.
Do you ever be at fucking dinner or something like that and someone starts talking, you just belt them under the table? Oh, that happened to me recently. It was a bit of a
Do you ever be somewhere, right? It could be with your board, it could be with your mates in front of someone and they start going into a story that you know shouldn't be said here because it's gonna cause trouble and you're just like, oh yeah, what about that weather out there? And they're easing into something and you're like, fuck, I know where they're going with this. Oh shit, the panic. You're just bouncing them in front of
you. It's worse when someone's exaggerating a story, you know it didn't happen. And they're just adding on to it and you don't want to like... No,
kill
man,
that
didn't happen. You just, oh, Joe, that remember that? And you're like, no.
Yeah, that happened to me recently. I forget where I was, sitting at a table and someone started talking and I fucking drove them a boop or I hit the wrong person.
Why? Do you want them to shut up?
Yeah, I want them to shut up and I boot the wrong person. The person beside them.
Boot the person they were talking about.
Some little grandmother grabs her shin.
Oh. Yeah, we got a few comments about the Devonish boys. I know we're not going to go back into it, but few people were just texting saying unbelievable and stuff.
I had a board reach out to me saying, will you send us them videos of the boys? I sent them on because remember I text you saying, will you send us?
Yeah,
they're not fit for the Instagram page.
Some
you know
people,
what?
A lot of people seeing them, but
you
some
could.
People,
I was thinking about it, you could put the granny photograph up, but like,
just put the emoji
that
there.
That is an old woman there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You could cover your man's Johnson. Like.
Yeah, but there's an emoji of an old woman's granny's face, isn't there?
I know, but her face is the best part of the photograph.
I know, you could get a summons as well.
Her face is so funny. She's just pure smile.
We'd be all looking at the jury coming in a few weeks.
Don't like the look of her. Some old granny. Don't like her. She's going to send me to jail.
The Irish impaired versus the state.
Yeah, Did you see, I was reading there, I don't know where to get the statistics from, but that Ireland was in the top 10 depressing countries in the world.
Yeah.
It must be, I didn't even read it, like, it must be weather related.
It is. Do you know why? And that quickly,
Government related.
My father-in-law-to-be and mother-in-law-to-be are over here at the minute, and they said the weather changes everything. Straight away, the mood changes when you're able to get up in the morning, sit out the back, have your breakfast, go for what? Not even go on slides or Adventure World or the beaches or anything, just being able to walk around. Just simple things like walking and stretching.
You know, as ourselves, boys, when you're driving to walk and the sun, I always drive away from your yard, say, Joe, and the sun rises back there. And it's always rising in my rearview mirror every morning, and it's just, it's deadly. Like, do you know, if it's pissing rain and you're driving to work, you're just like, oh, fuck me, I have to walk to the job now. I'm going to get soaked. And, you know,
boys, remember years ago, working in wet clothes or having wet boots and wet socks, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Some amount of youngflas and whatever, young ones flocking over here now, like loads of them. I'm getting calls off random people, just they're getting. I don't know where they get my number from. People ring me looking for jobs and all.
Yeah, and can you get them jobs?
Yeah, I can, but I've just taken on a couple of more lads. But and I've seen to be taking on lads with.
Are you getting calls from lads that like have a bit about them, or lads that are looking to fucking push up around them?
I had a few good lads, but they all have to leave after 3 months to do their regional work.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of getting sick of that, because I've trained that many people up over the years, and then they leave and have to get someone else in, and it just seems to be
a recurring thing. Flat out hiring. Now, we are trying to find good lads, like, so this isn't an advertising for blading every person out there. But
how many people are leaving Ireland weekly? Like, how many, what do you reckon?
Weekly Google.
I don't know.
I heard it was 25,000 a week.
No, it's not. 25,000 a week?
Yeah.
Could be that. America, Canada.
I was going to say 1,000 a week.
I beat in the summer.
No, that's what I heard. Now, I don't know if that's...
Migrating.
But you have to think
what
about...
What would I write in? How many Irish people
you have to think
immigrate
about,
a year, a month?
Just say a week from Ireland. I reckon... I think that's a bit high, but I reckon about 5,000 a week. But that's not just the Perth. I reckon that's worldwide. Like America, Canada, obviously Australia. And then there's people that go to Europe and...
Yeah, can't really find it here. We're just talking about the immigrants coming into Ireland. We don't want to go down that route.
Do you know what's funny, boys? I've seen it a few times. It's like the anonymous participant, again, going back to that for a second, just had me moxie ticket looking for a two-bedroom house in Scarborough. It's just like...
I done my first anonymous post there last week.
Did you?
Yeah, so on the Guinness community page, it's all the boards taking their... With the cans or the points where the tits out. Well, I done. I got butt naked and put a can in front of me.
What?
In front of me lad on the table, and the Guinness community page wouldn't accept it.
Really? Did you really?
Yeah.
We need to see that picture.
But if you had to put like say a little Christmas hat on the end of it and covered up the full thing.
The whole thing was covered with the can.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
And they wouldn't know you, but that's a bit blatant sexist, isn't it?
All the boards are like, getting their tits out. And
isn't it like?
We love going in on sexism. That's
but
not
it
fair.
Is, though, and it's a fine
couldn't
line.
Couldn't see me
like.
Head in it. Couldn't see me face now.
Yeah. So all you could see was like belly and bush.
Yeah. No bush.
No bush.
No bush down here.
Bald belly. No treasure, child. Well, yeah, like that must be the Ireland vote. That would be it's weather related. Like Lindsay's family come over at Christmas, and they've been here twice before in June and July because that's the Owen's a teacher. Like she gets that time off, and it wasn't pissing rain all the time they were here, but it wasn't warm. Like we didn't go to the beach or anything. Like we had jackets on, and fucking they came at Christmas, and we planned every day. We knew like 6 months in advance, right, they're coming, we can go here for this weekend, we can do that. We, every day we knew that we could just go out and it wasn't going to be raining. Like, it's huge.
Big topic we need to chat about. And Sketchers. We've done it ourselves. We're guilty of this ourselves. We've done it. But it's good to chat about as well. The ice bath craze is coming. Basically, companies are selling the little the plastic things.
The little paddling pull-out.
But are they... Are lads taking it? Do lads actually enjoy them, or is it more for just look? I just done an ice bath this morning.
I know ice baths are impressive. Has to post it up of them.
And I've done it myself. I think it is a great. It's a challenging, and it's great when you do one. But if you have to get up every morning and set your little camera up and put a video of you getting into an ice bath, that's a chore. Like, it's not really. Mm. It should be seamless. It should be like, I love getting an ice bath every morning, and because you can't do that forever. Think about recording yourself every morning getting a shower. Just getting a shower. it's the same thing.
That's me getting a shower.
Just going to brush my teeth here now.
That's what it's become.
It's like that with everything, though.
And that's what I was going to say. You could, like, and I know, like, it's probably not going to be interesting, but if you wanted to go down that route, you could do that, like, be a vlogger and record your day-to-day life. Like, oh, here I am, brushing my teeth, and you can be silly about it. And then, right now, I'm jumping in the ice bath. Now I'm on the way to work. Look at me, I'm getting my coffee. Like, if you wanted to go down that route.
Here's the question. Sorry, I know you're going to say something. Do you think these people that record everything about themselves are secretly depressed and they don't have many friends? If your only friend in the morning is talking to your phone, like, for half an hour and telling people about your day, you do feel a bit sorry for people. It is a hard, when you really think about it, like, who are you talking to?
We talked about this before, and I think not everybody, because I know some people that do this all day, every day, and fucking have loads of friends and whatever. But there is a lot of people out there that I believe that do this. They're always posting their whole day out throughout the day. And I feel like they don't have enough people around them, and it's just their way of getting a little bit of attention or likes or whatever. You know that way? Some people are a little bit lonely. It's not digging anyone out.
You're just wondering, like, if I was chatting to the phone every morning when I woke up to tell people about me morning, when someone just said to me, why don't you just tell your missus? Like, why don't you just go for, like, catch up with real friends and chat to people, interact, instead of, like, telling a bunch of strangers? Like, what do you want from the internet, a bunch of strangers, love your stuff.
A lot of people that are single might do it because it's their little way of validation, trying to get something back.
It is scary, like, because we've seen it with those influencer chicks that played on your stags. Remember all the boards upstairs? Yeah. Like, they didn't get off their phones, like. Mm. Yeah. And we were there, like, I know I was taking Snapchats and all, but I was having a chat, having a crack, like, bouncing around. Like, they were literally obsessed with the next photograph. Like.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's scary, man. But the ice bath thing, have you noticed that, like, I know you have seen them, the adverts for them are everywhere on social media.
But you know what happens there, right? You have these podcasts like Joe Rogan and all, and you get these professional scientists or whatever, and they might talk about ice baths and how good it is. And as soon as they talk about it, there's someone out there listening, they just go and make it.
Yeah.
And there's another, do you know what, it was a fucking stupid one now. I don't even know if it works or not. So your man Huberman.
Yeah, Andrew.
He's kind of a...
Andrew Huberman, yeah.
Yeah, Andrew Huberman. I listened to a bit of his... He seems to know shit about the human body and all that.
Yeah.
But he's talking about, like, you're supposed to keep your balls, your testicles cool. And he goes, every time I go into a sauna, he puts this special, like, an ice pack down his jocks to keep his balls cool, because having hot balls... it's not good for your fertility and all.
The women have just zoned out this conversation. That's what we can call this episode.
Hot balls.
Oh,
Davey Bourne's hot balls.
This episode is brought to you by hot balls.
So
this episode is brought to you by Davey Bourne's hot balls.
So
behind
as soon
the can of Guinness.
As soon as these professional people, whatever, go on and talk about something, all of a sudden, there's these other clowns out there deciding to make it. So, yeah, after he talked about that on Joe Rogan or wherever he was, straight away, I heard it, and then within fucking, I'd say about a day or a few days later, there's people making jocks with a pouch in it.
It's like little ice things you put in your freezer. Yeah, I've seen
And you
that.
Just slide it into your jocks and then you get into the sauna just to keep your balls cool.
I tell you what, though, it's a great way
of staying ahead of the game, isn't it?
Mm. I'd say there's people sitting down with a pen and paper.
It's great that you noticed that, Dottie.
Maybe it just popped up because...
I did see them fucking boxer yokes as well, and I was like, where the fuck did they come
keeping
from?
Keeping your balls cool. Like, as if you're going to go out and buy a bleeding set of jocks that has a nice bag
in it. There's people out there doing it.
Just go into a sauna.
Do you reckon there's people listening to Joe Rogan with pen and paper and the big subjects he's talking about?
Well, now that you say it, I'm thinking about it. I'd say so, yeah.
Like, the ice bath thing literally was everywhere on Instagram. Like, selling them. Selling that little Cool Pop, whatever it is. Like, that was been sold.
Cool Pop.
But it is, like, it's... And they're never going to, like... Fair
just
play
use
to people.
A wheelie bin.
Well, that's it. You could. You could use a wheelie bin. You could use your bat, like... But you're buying that thing, it's just the next trend.
But you have to
it?
Spend about 30 or 40 quid on ice, on bags of ice, if you want it done properly.
Yeah.
You have to spend about 30 quid on bags of ice to have it filled properly and make it nice and cold.
And do they stay cold?
I don't know. Eric Maid has nothing good to say about them.
Right. Has he got one?
He has one. I've seen
he's
it.
He's a sucker for a trend, yeah. Isn't he, Maid?
He said he used it once or twice and he says, I'm bleeding shite. Yeah, it's hard to.
But
hard
you know what? If
cold.
That was. If that did stay cold, that would have been a great little asset to his gym.
Yeah,
clients, you know what I mean? Jump in the ice bath there if the water stayed fucking cold.
Do you know what's good if you need to do it in the morning? Turn the cold water on the shower.
Mm.
And if that'll give you a good kick like in the morning. That gives you a wake up call. I don't think you need to 4 o'clock in the morning get into an ice bath and then do yoga.
But you know what? Getting up in the morning and doing a nice bath in the morning, it's all about, it's a mental thing.
I know it is, but I don't think, it's very hard to keep up that, because it is a stressful, like, every time you stand over an ice bath, you do have to kind of build yourself up to get in. It's a hard thing to do.
Really?
Like, it's, and when the dark mornings, I can't, fair play to people in Ireland that do it, but I think you should do it. If it really benefits you, do it. But I just think a lot of people, it's trendy at the minute.
It is.
It's trendy.
Very trendy.
I mean, when you put the music, boys, I'm telling you, this Instagram music gets me. And to have that voiceover talking, like, just when you thought...
You are enough. You are loved. Whatever. Everybody loves you. Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. Yeah. It's just mad, but that's... I don't know, like, it's just people that just get sucked into shit.
Yeah.
Don't they? You're doing the blade and... they're just following these influencers and they're just... Yeah. Giving it a go. I don't know.
It's not digging... I know we all sound like we're digging them out, but you... You'd worry about people as well like that. Like, can you really do an ice bath if you've kids?
Do you know what annoys me?
School in the morning?
And I think we spoke about it. It annoys me to an extent. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. People that charge people to come and do an ice bath with them. You know what I mean? Like,
my sister was only telling me there the other day that she organised. It's a work group thing. She organised where they go and do sound healing and then an ice bath. And they all had to pay like fucking, I think it was like 50 or 60 quid each.
So the sound healing, you are being provided with music, isn't it?
I think the day, like an event like that is good and they're great and you really get the benefits. But imagine going to a weekly ice bath.
Well, I suppose, put it this way, people that charge $70 or $80 to go and do an ice bath and a bit of breath work and all. Yeah, that's what annoys me. If it was a 10 or 15 quid, you'd be like, you know what? That's not a lot for a great day, like a bit of crack. But you're charging people 80 quid. You're clearly doing it for more than bleeding happiness. Like, you're doing it for profit.
That's what I mean. It's such a wellness industry and everyone's supposed to be happy and relaxed. But yeah, at the back of it, it's like, hold on, we didn't meet our quota this month.
What? You're depressed? Yeah. Have you got that money? Well, then you're not coming in.
But I'm so depressed. Nah.
Yeah, but you're broke.
That's it. That is it in a nutshell. Like, people out there are struggling and all and, no, come to the ice bath for a price.
Yeah, it is. You're going to choose that. And that's something that, like, Paul Holliday and Joe Brennan, all they've always been real staunch about, like, trying to provide for free, like,
I don't know if you know, I had a bit of a diva moment a few weeks ago, getting the suits ready for the groomsmen and all.
Sorry, who's doing best man? Because someone asked
Gary.
Me last night, and I said Gary, but wasn't too sure.
But, Larry, let's get into it, because you were there, David.
I was
are you part of the grooms?
I'm a grooms.
What were
man.
You? What's your?
I'm
what,
number two after Gary.
What's your interpretation of what happened?
I actually wasn't.
You were late.
I wasn't there.
Really, what happened?
I wasn't there for the squealing, but I heard both sides.
So one of the groomsmen, I won't name him, but he has been mentioned a few times.
Right, how many?
How
many groomsmen is that?
So Gary and then five.
There's Gary plus four. There's me, Keenan, Darda, and McGill.
Right, so I'll be able to pick. I know.
And it wasn't me. So right. It boxed his head in.
Right, go on, tell me what happened.
Right, so we're in the shop.
It was.
we're in the shop now, right? I had no food that morning, so I was a little hungry. And I was getting my hair cut, so I couldn't stay. So I literally got into the shop, had about 15 minutes in there. Gary was there, McGill was there, Dara was there. They were all getting their suits anyway. And I walked around the corner and one of the groomsmen turned around and said to me, "We should have came here first." And that was it. Just set me off. Just like me and him were having, I just said, "What do you mean we should have came here first? Why would you say that?" And then we just kicked off. I was shouting at him.
You were in the barbers before that?
No, I was going, I had to leave. Like, so I couldn't actually see the lads in their suits. I was getting like a bit, I was a bit panicky. I had to go to the barbers. I was like stressed. And then he made that comment.
Did you have a barber booking?
Yeah.
Right.
So then he made that comment and I didn't lose it. I just said, "Why would you say that?" And then he said, "Just should have came here first."
But you were there first, were you?
No, we went to another place first.
Oh, right, okay.
We can get into that in a minute.
Yeah, but yeah, we can, yeah. But yeah, just, I don't know. I had to apologise as well, but we did have a bit of a fallout that morning, but we're all good now.
Yeah, well, I should hope so, because it was stupid. You were a stress head.
So it was either Keenan, moment. Dara, or
I know that, but you're
no, but you can't tell people. Yeah, let's get into it. You can't tell people how to feel either. If something winds you up, that winds you up. Like, if something wound you up like really bad, no, I can't tell you.
I understand. And I understand your reason for being annoyed, but I also can understand the off-the-tongue remark, like, "Fucking should have came here for," which is great. Not a fucking, I'm going to say this to him.
It was the tone of the remark. We should.
But what I do understand is, how were you to know? I think he knew that you also didn't know that you were going to the last shop was going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Worse,
and that was
mean?
It.
Yeah.
That
so you went to the fourth shop, you just couldn't find out.
But
you
I don't think he said it.
Your one wasn't very nice.
To tip you over the edge.
Your one was best. Before the lads even tried on their suits in the first shop, she was like, "Are you going to pay?
We're not even doing ice bats."
Does it not work like this? So you go and you find the suits and all that you like, and then you bring the lads back to measure.
That's so I found the suit in the first place.
Yeah.
And then we brought the lads back, and then the girls, Gary got there first, and the lady behind, which is very rude, she goes, Are you going to pay for them tonight? And Gary was like, "We're coming back to try them on. Like, we haven't even tried them on."
Yeah, it was brilliant.
And at the end, at the end, when you boys left, myself and Gary were up there, and I said to her, "I might just come back here Saturday just to try it on again with my missus to see." And she goes, "Are you going to buy it?" I was like, what kind of customer service is that?
But mate, again, comes back down to you being a stress head. I would not have gave her a ban.
I like the suit though. I had to park that to one side. I really like the suit.
Yeah, but that was the first suit you tried on.
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't it?
No.
Right.
I tried on one before. It was really not. I really liked it.
It
was a lovely suit.
Is that where you got the suit then?
He got the suits for the boys, all the groomsmen. Walked in. Me and Gary walked into the shop in Carnan Up Shopping Centre. Right now, it wasn't a big shop, but it was a suit shop. We walked in, and I was with Gary. She was like, Gary was like, "Yeah, the boys are here. We're going to try on our suits." She was like, "Yeah, he's going to pay today." And Gary was like, "We're just going to try on the suits and see what they look like, see how they fit with the guys and all." She was like, "All right, it's just we're pretty busy, like, you know, and these are going to be taking up quite a bit of space and time." It was me and Gary in the shop. There wasn't another person there. And Miguel was there as well. And Miguel was like, get the fuck out of here." No, like, he was like, I'd leave if it was up to me. And me and Miguel were kind of saying it, you know. But three times she mentioned money, and I was like, "What the hell? She's making this so awkward." Like, wasn't it awkward, Joe?
Yeah.
She was like, awkward. I asked her for, can't remember what size is the short wear, but it was 36, 37. I think mine was 37, and I asked for a 39. She was like, "Is that how the numbers go?" Yeah. She was like, "I'll have to open another short." And then I stood there with my top open, like, my belly out, saying, "Look, can I try it on?" And then she was like, but does the 37 not, is that not good enough? I says, "It doesn't fit me. The thing was bent onto me. The buttons were pure stretched." And I was like,
I bet you she was some L one, was she?
She was.
Yeah. Do you know what it was? It was the fact that she had to open up the packaging of the shirts. I'm not sure that she was going to sell
made
them.
It's so difficult.
I get that. It's annoying. Then we decided not to go there for all the suits. But the comment annoyed me in the next shop. And I can't lie. It just did. It sent me over the edge. Like,
yeah.
How was I supposed to know the first place is going to be
Yeah, no, I understand that, but I don't think he said, I'm going to fucking annoy him here and tell him we should have. I think he was more happy with what he was experiencing.
But
and
the thing
he just
was,
said, fuck, it should have came here.
He hadn't even tried on the suit yet. So he just, look, I don't, I apologise to him anyway.
Right. Yeah, just getting caught up your, that's leading just, up to wedding, not I have experience of getting married or anything, but just people seem to get real stressed coming up to weddings, just sorting.
How is Helen with it all? Breezy.
Calm, very calm.
Yeah, she's a calm person. Yeah. Right, so you know the type of person Lindsay is. So that's where my stress came from, is because Lindsay needs to be, like you, like ahead of the game, fucking organised, and I don't like that stress. But I'm getting told, you need to do this, 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 and this, and I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake.
You need
that
to be stressed.
So then I'm stressed, you know what I mean? She gives me stress.
It's not even stress, it's not really. Like,
it's not stress. It's more annoyance that I have to get out of my arse and do anything.
You created yourself because you just...
It is stress.
You hear little snippets and you're always comparing, oh, they did this for their wedding. Oh, they got this and you got that. And it's like, oh, you don't need to copy them, or we need to get this. And then it's just like you build up this thing in your head. It's like, this is supposed to be a great day. It
shouldn't
be.
Fuck this, get married here. We'll just cut her off.
The best part of your wedding is the second day. So it's all over. It's done. Yeah. You're not even in your suit anymore. And you've spent the money. Yeah. And then you're like, this is a great wedding. The whole thing's over.
So this is marriage life.
Yeah. But no, it is a stress. I said it wasn't, but it is. You're taking on a financial stress, a fucking an organising stress. And you want it to be right. You want it to be nice. And you have things and ideas in your head. Like, you do. But honest to God, mate, as much as I would have liked in the suit, I would not have paid that woman. I was just like, oh my God, she is a fucking...
Should have let her know. Yeah, look, if you knew you weren't going to get
the
suit
there, do you know what I am going to do, though? I'm not going to name them on this, but I am going to give them a bad review on Google. I'm going to go home and do that. Because Lindsay was telling me that the companies hate that. That's huge.
Yeah, it is. But I'll tell you a good one. I went back in there like a couple of days later to actually buy my suit. Yeah. And she said, when are the lads coming back? And I was like, I think they'll be back in Saturday.
You should have said to her,
because you didn't need her anymore once you bought it.
You should have bought your suit. And you know what? They're not coming back in because you're a rude bitch.
She got it.
See, this is what I mean.
No, but I needed the suit altered. So I had to go back in, pay for it, and then it said, need that altered. And then just the lads. But she was so like oblivious to the fact how rude she was. She was like, so the lads are coming back. I said, yeah, soon.
When are you getting married? Tuesday.
They'll be back.
Oh, way. That's brilliant. But you're 2 weeks out now. Have you written that down for your speech?
I have it kind of summarised, look.
And have you decided, are you going to go last? Or are you going to...
I think going last, yeah. I think it's just, mine is just to close it out. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Mine's just to...
Steal the show. No, the Joe show.
I know what's going to happen. My dad's going to go, Steve's going to go, Gary's going to go, all going to cover everything I'm going to be left with that.
No, they won't.
Not everything.
You've got your own experiences in life, and then with Moya and Helen as well. Yeah. Like, so, you know, your own point of view is very important. You need to remember it's your day as well. But why don't you see the photographer? Like, the photographer's like, right, did you have it? As soon as you get married, they'll give you a drink. This is what they're doing at home. And I was like, right, now we were beside the beach. Now we need to go to the beach. We're in a golf buggy going down the back, down to the beach.
Yeah. How long does all that take?
It took a while. Like, and I was sad. Lindsay was giving out. I was like, surely she has enough photographs now. I was saying to Lindsay, she's like, well, you shut up and just enjoy the day. Like, I'm like, I am enjoying the day, but like, it'd be nice to go up and have a beer.
Yeah. Do you know what I've seen a few times now in Perth? I've been walking along the front down at... Metham's pool and all that lovely area. People getting married down in those little.
Yeah, we were there for it.
But the wind, boys, the wind coming in there on the beach and everything. It looks unreal, like the setting, but the wind coming in, like everyone was just blowing and hair was just going everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like in the Gold Coast.
We were at Leon's birthday.
Oh, yeah, last year and all the kids were playing.
And there was a wedding there and we had a kid's birthday party and they were trying to walk down. The kids were all running out
around
in front
the sand
of us.
And
the sand.
And we were trying to get the, come on, kids, but like. If they wanted it done properly,
it's a public space.
And we couldn't help the kids.
No, it's a public space. So the photographer came down and like kind of raked all the sand, like it was, and the kids were running down, kicking it behind them. And he was like, "No, stay off that." And exactly, I was kind of thinking, "Well, mate, like we're being nice.
You can't
we're not obliged.
It's a beach. It's a tiny little beach.
So you don't have any say. If anyone comes and just sits to the corner of you, like, or sits on the rocks behind,
And then all the photographer was kind of like, "Oh, can you not do that?" And we were like, being nice to them, but at the same time, I was thinking, Well, hold on, you're in a public space with a fucking kid.
But there was like other families and all there as well on the beach, but all the wedding party were all like kind of looking around. Yeah, and
we
like,
had a birthday party there.
You know what'd be funny? Imagine you swam right in behind them and just walked off the beach. Just like James Bond in
the wedding photograph or the wedding video.
A big set of flippers on and a snorkel on board a pair of Leighton Speedos.
Start drying your back.
Just don't even say it, I'm just walking.
Morning.
That's a grand stretch in the day, isn't it?
Yeah, man. Oh. But, yeah, you're going to Blaze this week, Dots.
Yeah, next weekend, Blaze is fun.
It's expensive. 500, you think it was?
Very expensive it is, yeah.
How much would you used to pay, what, 350 or something?
We're part of, like, organising team camps and DJing, and we still have to pay for air tickets. We get them for, like, a couple of hundred quid cheaper, but...
What? Like, so who's the organiser there on that?
Oh, fucking, we don't know. Who
are they making money?
Yeah, they're making loads of money. They don't do much. It's all the team camps is what makes Blaze and Swan.
Yeah.
And we have to put money into our team camp. We have to buy the stuff. Thousands of costs, like fucking mad money. And we set it up and they still charge us money for the tickets.
So need money for everything, don't you?
Did you ever see that the documentary about your man that put on the bleeding the festival.
Where? The Fire Festival.
Fire Festival, that was a mad one, wasn't it?
He went to prison for a bit, didn't he?
Ja Rule was there as well.
Oh, yeah. How bad was that?
He had everyone turn up to the island. No one had accommodation. Remember, they're all just sitting around his house.
No water or nothing.
No water. An absolute chainsaw.
All the tents blowing down the fucking road.
And what did he do? He got all the boards in and the bikinis, didn't he? And took photographs.
He got the models, supermodels. He got them on a boat.
And
he wasted all the money on that.
Yeah, come to this island and live this life. And they had nothing provided. That was...
And he legged it, didn't he?
Some people are just chancers, aren't they?
I think he was a rich man and he was doing well before that, but he just... I don't know what happened, went wrong.
Just
there.
Doing events. He just tried to go too big, didn't he? Like, he tried to do, like.
Surely he knew, he wasn't providing fucking water and stuff.
Just didn't have.
And they were born in the Blaze and Swan. Can you buy a bottle of water down there? Like?
You can't buy anything down there. It's I felt like texting the bleeding Facebook page in saying, it's ridiculous that the price has gone up from this last year to this year.
And you aren't adding.
And you don't even supply fuel trucks. Everyone, you have to bring everything yourself, you do.
Right.
But you know what? It's fucking unbelievable weekend.
I know
it
is.
One of the best weekends you'll ever have.
I know it is, but I'm just talking about the money side of it for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, you text them, did you?
No, I felt like doing that.
Yeah, you're right,
Because all the other festivals we go to, there's always fuel trucks and all there, and it's just more convenient.
Exactly, and it'd be nice to be able to go and buy a bottle of water.
I know,
Is there, I could imagine
you can't
someone...
buy anything down there. Yeah. It's all about giving and fucking...
receiving.
Yeah.
So, is this just goods, or are you giving and receiving?
Yeah, everything.
Everything.
Hugs and kisses.
Oh, good.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, and there's now famous DJs, isn't there?
It's all local, it is. But I think this Splooge, which is their team camp, says they're not doing it next year. They're too hard to deal with, they are.
Really?
And there's a couple of the camps are saying, you know what, fuck them, we're going to try to do our own thing.
Yeah, on that weekend?
No, probably, next year.
Yeah,
do
right.
something different, because it's...
And just, that's it. It comes down to that again. The fucking dollars, man. Someone at the end of that is making money.
Millions.
Why would they not have fuel trucks?
I know. I don't know. It's just I don't know what happens in Born a Man, but everything is done the same as Born a Man.
Say you owned a fuel truck, you yourself. Could you bring it down?
No, you can't.
No, you're not allowed.
No, there's nothing. You're not allowed to sell anything down there. The only thing that the event sells is bags of ice. So you have to pre-order your ice and you'll bring it down each day and you go collect your ice.
That's not bad.
So that's all. But do you know what's all right? Bring your own.
I remember
food.
We went to Oxygen and they had a Heineken tent. I didn't think Oxygen sponsored it. But you could buy a tray of Heineken and then store it there in their fucking cooler. That was good as well.
That's the only good thing about events like that. You have to have a cold beer.
It has
to be cold. If it's not cold, it's...
Yeah. It's you're skagging, aren't you? Like if you're bleeding... Yeah. If you're drinking warm beer, you're like, this is no good.
So, I won't be around next weekend. The weekend after is the wedding.
Yeah, so I think our next episode, we'll fucking have a chat about the wedding. I'm sure Gary will want to be involved for that one.
Yeah.
We we have Easter next weekend. We have a weekend off and we'll play Get Married.
Going to the chapel
and we're gonna get married.